Angela Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. My name's Dan Pacinillo. Welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony here at Skid Row Studios. Today is a big day. We're welcoming our friend Jessica as producer of this show.
I love it.
But if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
You got to get with my friends.
Jessica.
So Cheyenne welcome. Came up with some questions.
Yeah, thanks. Can I just say what? I love that you did a Spice Girls reference for me. That makes me so happy.
We care.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
Jessica.
That shows me that you really love me.
All right. So, well, let's see how well you love us.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Where did Cheyenne go to school for radio?
Ooh.
Oh.
Now, if you get these wrong, there's punishments.
Oh, yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah.
God damn it. Pasadena City College.
Damn.
Ding, 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 ding.
Got one right.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
Jessica.
Bitch.
What is the name of Alex's band?
Mm.
Our board op.
Oh,
I gave you pins.
You did.
And he played you the CD like twice.
Oh, my God.
Because she asked me.
What is this?
And you asked for it.
I didn't.
And you kept it.
I'm pretty sure I didn't ask for his CD, but I did keep it.
Oh, Alex.
I love you, Alex, but I do not know the name of your band. I'm sorry.
If you want to be my lover,
that's Hoop Screams.
You got to get
with my friends. Hoop Screams.
Jessica.
That's a terrible band name.
Really?
Yeah.
It's from The Simpsons.
That's awful. Oh. Are you serious?
What? That's where it's from?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Is it because Fall Out Boy was taken?
Ugh.
Nailed it.
They soiled that name.
All right. So, for all right.
Yeah, what's the punishment?
Your punishment is called, it puts the lotion on the skin.
So rub the lotion on the person sitting next to you.
That's you, girl.
Yeah, but you had to put it on my ashy elbows. They're extra ashy today because okay. I didn't put lotion on them. So go ahead.
Well, so then you knew I was going to fuck this one up.
No, I just really wanted to use that reference.
This is nice. So wait, so you knew? Hold on, you knew you were going to be sitting next to her, and you wrote the punishment as put lotion on the person sitting next to you.
Sitting next to her, ashy elbows.
Am I doing both?
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends,
Jessica.
I feel.
I like the ending. That's like
that ending is the best. I feel like
this is really nice.
I should be getting paid.
You should be getting paid. We're gonna do one more question. Let's start some.
You're good. All right, now. Maybe later.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Whose voice is on the intro of our show?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Are you serious? Do you not know this?
You gotta get with my friends.
Jessica.
Here we go.
Do you not know this?
Oh, fuck. We were just talking about it yesterday, too.
She doesn't know this.
I don't know this.
All right, you have 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 5. Okay,
well,
so
it's Jello something.
The second one.
Jello.
No, you failed already.
Punishment
it's Jello Biafra. The Godfather. But number
dose.
Two.
Fake an orgasm like an old lady with no teeth.
Where are the no teeth?
We're going to go out with this into Cuddy Flam. Do I want to know? Do you want to?
That was so wrong.
Oh.
Wait, you have no teeth.
You gotta do like with a lisp.
Oh. Right there. Well, ignore the wrinkles.
Well, welcome, Jessica.
Yay, Jessica.
Let's play Cuddy Flam.
Cuddy Flam.
Yay, Cuddy Flam. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna get something that makes me look tall. How about another head? Another one? What do I need 3 of them for?
talking about girls, right? Girls?
Yeah.
And you're talking about raiding their dressers for their underpants, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is love. What happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You need to get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com. Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Jessica!
Yay!
Jessica's here.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. We just played Cuddy Flam, Charlotte Gainsbourg, and PJ Harvey. And Jessica's here.
I am.
Yeah, so why don't you... I bet everybody's like, who's Jessica and why don't we give a shit?
Who the fuck am I?
But she's our new producer here, and we're very grateful for a lot of the things where she's helping us do and get us get better at and become more professional and all those things. But why don't you go ahead and tell us about your involvement since day one or even before?
Jessica!
I still love that. Well, I guess it all started with the liners.
Yes.
Dan, you came to me. You said, oh, hey, I'm starting this podcast. I have an intern and everything in my own board op. And he was all excited. And he loved you, by the way, Alex.
Oh,
it was
from
like
day
love
one,
at
man.
First sight.
Yeah.
He did.
It was love at first sight.
And he says, he comes to me, he's like, I just need a chick to say some really dirty, sexy liners. And I told him that I'm not good with voices, but I have a drag queen voice, which turned out to be the sexy voice that he plays.
So we got some examples here. This is from way back when we recorded these before day one.
This was before the first episode.
Yeah, exactly. Weeks before.
Dan fact number 86. Dan's a bass player, so he's good with his hands.
That's not bad.
Jessica.
Dan fact number 33. Dan was offered a job by the Chinese government because he's the only man that can get pandas to mate.
I just remember going through these, and these were literally things that were coming. He just kept the recorder on, and I just started saying
shit. What was awkward about it is we were sitting in the studio, and I was holding the recorder, and you were sitting there in front of me just staring at me while all this shit was coming out of your mouth.
That's right. He was, like, standing over me, and I was making eye contact with him as I was saying all these very sexual things and then giggling in between because I'm a five-year-old.
Dan, why don't you look at me anymore when we make love?
Did you actually look into his eyes when you said that?
I did. And he even brought it up. He's like, could you not look into my eyes because it's really awkward. And then
for
I was
you,
like,
Dan?
Yeah, I was like, what? This is strange.
I think it'd be a little more awkward for her.
She didn't seem to give a fuck.
I didn't
that says a lot about you.
I didn't care. And I was the one that started it, too, because then even after he asked me to stop, I couldn't stop.
Very nice.
Dan fact number 16. Dan hates nickels.
Jessica.
I think that one even came from like Nickelback too.
Maybe.
That was a Nickelback.
This is our all-time favorite. We were playing these earlier and I was showing Alex these for the first time and he lost his shit.
Oh, God.
Dan's on the air. I better get some mayonnaise.
This one cracked me up. What
Dan's
does that
on
mean?
The air. I better get some mayonnaise.
That one, Dan actually thought of that.
That was my idea. I wanted to hear a female say that.
Why? Why mayonnaise?
He also wanted to traumatize me because he said, he's like, you're never going to be able to eat a sandwich and not think of me. And it's true. And it's, I don't like it, to be honest.
This one is a different story.
Oh, Dan, I love a pint of cacophony. Oh my God, I love it so much.
Okay.
Wow.
So, Fran Drescher.
Hold up.
You have Fran Drescher in you.
Fran, that sounds nothing like her. First off, that is a terrible impression. Only reason why.
Take me out. Dry hump me.
I think it sounds
Jessica.
I think it sounds a lot like her.
That sounds nothing like Fran. And well, the only reason why we did that is because after the liners, we started doing these commercials for a pint of cacophony that we would put up on YouTube and on the Facebook page, and that was one of them. And you told me to bust out that Fran Drescher impression, and I thought it sounded terrible, and I begged you not to use it, and you were like, no, you sound exactly like...
Loosen up and then it happened. Tie. Let's get naked. Ow. Ow. Right there. Ow.
That was pretty good.
P.S. That's how my actual orgasms sound like, in case you guys...
Yes.
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 Thank you very much. Oh, and then here we go.
Balls.
I think that one's your favorite. That's when you use them.
I do use this one a lot.
That's the famous
balls.
One, yeah.
I like a big pint of cacophony.
Hot jambalaya.
Hot jambalaya.
Hot jambalaya.
Oh, Lord. Well, that's proof that I've been involved from the beginning.
So she's not a stranger. She's a friend.
I'm not a stranger to the show.
Jessica.
I've co-hosted a couple times.
Yeah.
Most of the shit that you guys hear Dan say, I come up with anyway.
Oh, man.
Whoa, bro.
I don't know if I'm liking this anymore.
Hey, this was your idea.
I know it was my idea.
You asked for this.
The beauty about this, it just means it's going to get so much better for everybody.
Yay.
All of the bands we play and everybody. Everything's going to be top notch. Except you're still going to sweat your ass off when you're in here with us.
That's true. It's fucking hot in here.
Let's go into some music. We got Little Barry coming up. And he used to be in Primal Scream. This is new, and it's super fucking cool. It's called Surf Help.
The Finger Ring Friends. Pint-sized heroes who use the power of their magical finger rings for justice. Now, if you love Finger Ring Friends, you've probably always wanted to be a finger ring yourself. Well, now you can. Each kit comes with three rings, each with their own abilities. You could give your mom a surprise finger ring. You could give a stranger a finger ring. You could even give the dog a finger ring. So get a moving and get a finger ring.
Finger ring friends!
I only want it for a night. phone operator. I can do that. Goodbye. Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Taco. Mrs. Bighead.
I wanna live the natural life. I wanna sow my seed. my downstarly life were so proudly behaved by the twilight's that gleaming. And the rockets were
Happy Memorial Day from A Pint of Cacophony.
Yay. Oh, that was nice.
Loved it. Yay. Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. Here we go. We have a game called
This is Why China is Better Than Us.
Welcome, guys.
I instantly regret coming up with that.
We were trying to do something patriotic, and then that happened.
That's pretty American of you.
Well, let's explain how we got there. So we're coming up with a bit called This Is Why China is Better Than Us. We were trying to do something patriotic for Memorial Day, and what we're going to do for this game, which I have a feeling we're all going to fail miserably at, is we're going to take the citizenship test. So if you're an immigrant trying to become an American citizen, these are some of the questions that you guys would have to answer. And I feel like we would all be deported if Obama heard what's about to happen. And this is also why China is better than us.
This is why China is better than us.
So bad.
So we got a couple contestants here. I guess you're going to ask all the questions.
We do,
going to be the government.
I am. I'm going to be the United States government. And since we're too cheap to buy buzzers, everyone has a word that goes along with their name. And when they say that word, that is going to be their buzzer. And I will call upon said contestant.
Code names.
Code names.
Matt, what's your code name?
Manhattan Project.
Manhattan Project. Charles, what's your code name?
Kaka.
Kaka. Cheyenne, what's your code name?
Catwoman.
Alex, what's your code name?
Ash Wednesday.
Yes. Ash Wednesday.
And my code name is Database.
Right. Oh, God.
All right, fire away.
Okay, now there's different categories. We have like American government, American history, geography.
Wow. Look,
I know.
Was it the SATs?
It's legit. Well, if you want to become a citizen, this is serious shit, Charles.
All right, well, so if you get it right, you're going to hear this. And if you get the answer wrong.
Mortal Kombat. Let's do it.
And if you win, I'll keep track. Whoever wins, they just earn my respect. That's the prize. Fuck.
As the new producer, she's like, you got to earn my respect.
I run shit. I don't just hand that out.
That's one hell of a reward you get.
Can I get a ride home?
Can you ride home?
Dan will give you a ride home if you win. Not me.
What?
Girl, I got things to do.
Okay.
At 1 a.m. Okay. Question
this
number.
This is why China is better.
We had to start it off right.
Okay, great timing. Great timing. Thank you, Alex. Thanks, Ash Wednesday. Okay. Question number one. What is the supreme law of the land?
Database.
Go ahead, Dan.
Fuck, I don't know.
The
supreme law of land. Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, freedom.
Freedom is it. What's
taxes.
The answer?
I mean... This I thought this was going to be the easiest question, so it's good to know that we're off to a great start, assholes.
What is it?
The Constitution.
Freedom.
That makes
this
sense now.
That's why China is better.
Freedom's the First Amendment. Right? Yeah. Right?
I didn't say amendment, though. I said the supreme law of the land.
You have the right to be free, man.
All right. Question number two. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
Database.
I'm not database.
Database.
You got it.
Okay, database.
We the people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That was
we the people.
Yes, Alex, you're Ash Wednesday.
I know, I forgot. I said database.
He's my lover, man.
You're not my favorite right now.
I know.
You're fucking shit up all over the place. Okay.
Oh, not that bad.
I still love you. Who screams? Okay. What do we call the first 10 amendments to the Constitution?
Ash Wednesday.
Manhattan Project.
Bill of Rights?
Yes.
Bill of Rights.
Really? Manhattan Project.
Okay. What did the Declaration of Independence do?
Manhattan Project.
Go ahead, Matt.
Blow
my. Oh, that's my answer. it declared us safe or split from Britain.
Yeah,
the king.
I'll take it. Yeah.
This is why China is better than us.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm just saying. China's looking pretty smart right now.
I know, man. We're not doing so good.
All right.
Come on, guys. We got to represent here at Skid Row Studios.
Now we're getting into system of government, so I think this should be better.
I got this.
Help us out here.
All right. Name one branch or part of the U.S. government.
Parliament.
Whoa.
Judicial.
Charles.
Judicial branch.
I wasn't.
Okay.
What are the other two?
Executive.
Executive and legislative.
P.S. There's more than...
How many are there?
There is Congress, legislative, president, executive, the courts, and judicial.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, but you said the three branches.
Yeah, that's what I'll accept, is that whole list.
Is it anything?
Anything. You really could have said anything. Charles got it, though. We're good. We're still smart.
Oh, he did get it.
This one.
He did get it.
He did get it. If no one gets this one, then we're serious.
All right, all right. Here we go. Let's hear it.
Who is in charge of the executive branch?
Ash Wednesday. The president?
Yay!
Oh, man.
Really?
18, that makes me jailbait.
Well, I mean, pass the unison
I'm not
college.
Fast enough. I'm on a real buzzer. I'm going to use a clapper.
Okay, you could be the clapper.
That's a terrible
superhero.
This is China. It's better than us.
Ding, 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 ding. Next question. What are the two parts of the United States Congress?
Manhattan Project.
Go ahead, Matt.
The Senate and the House of Representatives.
Oh, my that's God. Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Someone passed government.
I'm embarrassed for myself.
All of your faces, though, when I asked that question.
I know, we dropped. I looked around the room, too. We're like, ugh.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
You got, every single one of you should know that, just FYI.
I know.
I think if I had another minute, I would have came to the same conclusion.
All right.
Just time. That's all.
Yeah, this is just a little time. It's processing pressure, speed.
How many U.S. senators are there?
Ash Wednesday. 100.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he got one.
I was going to say
I've gotten three.
No, that's.
What's the score at right now?
There's actually only 50 senators. Or 100 senators.
That's what I said.
Yeah. There's twice as many as I thought.
I'm at three.
Alex is actually winning.
What's up?
And Matt's right behind.
Oof. So he's got two? He's right behind Alex. Fucker, that's my place.
Did I get one?
Charles, yeah. Charles, you have one.
Great.
Dan has one.
Cheyenne.
What the fuck?
Because no one let me.
Oh, you have to jump in there.
Girl,
you gotta be aggressive.
You have a buzzer word for a reason. Fucking you.
And you got a hand clappy thing. Let's do it.
All right. In what month do we vote for the president?
Deflowered.
Catwoman.
Alex
November.
There you go.
Wait, woo-hoo! Use the clapper instead.
Oh, yeah,
the clapper. No, girl, you gotta say Catwoman. Get your shit together. Okay. What is the name of the vice president right now?
Database.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead, Dan.
Wait, no, there's so many other people before database. I heard Manhattan. I heard Kaka.
Manhattan Project.
We'll go with Charles.
Wait, what was the question?
What's the VP's name?
Oh my God.
Biden.
What's his full name?
Full name.
I do it.
Oh my God. Catwoman. You don't know who the
Catwoman.
Okay, Cheyenne.
Joe Biden.
Yeah,
there you go.
What's his middle name?
I was going to say Joseph, but that didn't sound right.
Judas.
You don't know him.
He got it.
His name is Biden.
Judas Biden.
I don't feel like an idiot. If both the president and the vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president?
Ash Wednesday.
Go ahead.
Speaker of the House.
Good for you, girl.
Oh, got it. Tell me that shit.
Yeah, you like that.
You just can't hold out on the Mortal Kombat.
I'm trying not to. The computer's all like...
I just keep getting them.
It's all like, you know what I mean.
I didn't know you were this smart.
Oh, he's a smart man.
Ouch.
I didn't say it was you, but I said he didn't know he was this smart.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
Burn.
I'm geeky.
Burn.
Kind of.
That's negative. Take it as a negative compliment.
A backhanded compliment. All right. How many justices are there on the Supreme Court?
Manhattan Project.
Go ahead.
Seven.
No.
Really?
Ash Wednesday.
Supreme Court.
Ash Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Nine?
Yeah.
Damn.
Shucks. Damn, he's schooling us right now.
And he's more, he was super high like 5 minutes ago.
Hey.
Can we go to a different subject?
Can we play Jeopardy now?
This is
China. This is for Memorial Day.
Oh, it's Memorial Day.
Happy
Memorial Day.
Yeah, this
happy
is how we're remembering our soldiers by absolutely just butchering American history.
Is this test normally taken sense. High?
No, not.
It is today.
I blame the school system.
That is true. Thanks, LAUSD. P.S. I'm the only. Am I the only? No, you're good too.
What?
I was gonna say one that's sober-ish.
Oh yeah, no, I'm
Let's
good.
Play Fuzz.
What's Fuzz?
It's a band. There's a band called Fuzz, and we're about to play.
Oh, I thought you were gonna name.
I had this for you guys.
Oh.
Fucking shit up, Dan. He was super excited about
that. I forgot we had the bed music. Let's take that into Fuzz.
All right, thank you. Give me a little warning.
That's beautiful.
Hi, this is Ty Siegel, listening to A Pint of Cacophony.
We are holding Jesus ransom until you clean up the poopy from your wieners, and trust us, we see you take your wieners for long walks without picking up their poopy in our yards. This has upset us dearly, so please clean up all the wiener poopy if you want to see Jesus unharmed.
We'll be right back.
changed my mind. They said you might be out here.
Shh, Jess. Give me your hand. Now close your eyes. Go on. Now step up. Now hold on to that railing. Keep your eyes closed. Don't peek, Jess.
I'm not.
Step on the railing. Hold on, Jess. Hold on. Keep your eyes closed. Do you trust me?
I trust you.
Now open your eyes, Jess.
I'm flying, Dan.
Centers, who you want to call if you've been arrested for a DUI. They will explore every fact of your case to get you the best possible outcome. Let them use their expertise to fight your case through the legal system. Call Fuquay Law Center at 626-385-8840 for a free consultation or email them from their website at www.fuquaylawcenter.com.
She did it.
I think I did it way better than you ever have.
Oh, that's that girl from the commercial.
Oh my God.
It is.
It's the same bitch that's been doing it this whole time.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan. That was Criminal Hygiene. They're playing this Friday.
Satellite,
right? We're going to be there and it's going to be awesome.
Yes.
I can't wait for it.
I love Criminal Hygiene.
That song, Raid. Like we were just talking, that song's going to be huge.
It's going to be in a Sprint commercial.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to happen.
Oh my God, it's so big.
Oh my God. Ow.
There's Fran. We also played Fuzz and Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. But next week, we're here with our goodbyes. Next week, Pacific Plate Brewery from Monrovia, California is going to be in here. And they're going to bring a bunch of stuff for us to try. They have like mango IPAs and really, really cool beers. So we're super, super stoked.
That I can have none of.
So. I know, but you can smell them and appreciate it.
Oh, I'm going to appreciate them.
The beers or the guys?
Both.
Ah, I see. Well, we're going to go into this song here, and we're just going to say goodbye here, and we'll catch you next Monday. Thanks for joining us as a part of this team, Jessica, and producing our asses around.
Yelling a lot, basically.
Putting us on check.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You're welcome, bitches.
You should tell the listeners about our conversations on Facebook and how she likes them.
Yeah,
real quick.
God. She's got to love. Okay, so basically the way, like through the week that we talk to each other is we have a group chat on Facebook. So you can just put it in on your phone or whatever. And Cheyenne and Alex and Jessica now is a part of it. And we talk on there just like we're sitting in the room here, but 24/7.
Yeah.
So she's just getting updates all day, like me and Alex
so
talking
at
about.
So 2 in the morning, I wake up to my phone and it says I have 99 plus notifications, and I'm scrolling through, and it's Dan and Alex just acting like idiots.
We weren't talking
about like Kings of Leon and talking about just stupid random quotes from movies that I don't understand.
We talk about some like cool. I don't know. We talk about some hard stuff.
You guys
stuff.
Should just make out already.
Hey, maybe we already have.
Yeah,
I
you don't know.
It wouldn't shock me.
You don't know.
This is what I live with. Get to tunes.
Here's the OCs.
So what happened with the bouncer, man? We saw that you almost got kicked out.
Let's kick over this line over here. What happened?
Oh, no, he's my homie. I was just fucking around. I'm all drunk, you know? And I was already in there. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna... So, he's cool.
Awesome, dude. Can we get you to say that your name and the name of the show, A Pint of Cacophony? Hi, my name is...
My own name?
Yes.
Yeah,
just like, yo, what is it? What is this? And you're listening to Pint of Cacophony.
What is it for?
It's for a radio station.
A radio show we're interviewing.
Fuck
for.
Yeah, let's do it. Is this legal? Is this legal
yeah,
shit?
Of course.
Dude, we're on iTunes. We stream online.
Am I getting in trouble for it?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah, we promise. We swear.
Right, well, I really appreciate this radio station. I'm Merritt Scott, and I'm live on...
A Pint of Cacophony. A Pint of Cacophony. It's in your hand.
I'm live on A Pint of Cacophony, and this is the most badass feeling I've ever felt. So you guys better tune in and listen, or else you guys might as well drop out and fade away.
Jessica!
You put that howling down there and go back to bed.
Yurisa, want my girl down here.
You shut up. You're going to get the lawn.
Hey, Jessica!
You can't beat on a woman and then call her back. You're going to have a baby. I hope they haul you in and turn the fire hose on you like they did last time.
Jessica, I want you down here.
You stinker.
Spirit, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.